Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, and I hope you're having a great week so far, and I hope the second half is even better than the first half. Either way, hope things are going well for you today. And this week, we're talking about the fact that every sinner needs to be saved. No guilty sinner can get to heaven on their own. We need a Savior. Thankfully, God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to be our Savior, to rescue us from the punishment we deserve. But when he rescues us from sin, when he saves us from sin, it's more than just saving us from that punishment. The salvation, what he saves us from, what he rescues us from, is more than just spending forever away from him. That would be enough. But when Jesus rescues us, he rescues us from some other bad things. And we're going to talk about that some more after this incredibly funny joke of the day.
Hey, Olivia.
Yeah?
How does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know, Elijah. How does the moon cut his hair?
He clips it.
Hey, kid. Wake up. It's time again for us to talk about the fact that we all need a Savior to save us from our sin. Yesterday, we talked about Jesus saving us from the punishment we deserve for our sin. Instead of us spending forever dying and being destroyed, Jesus died on the cross to take our punishment for us. Now, anyone who turns away from their sin and trusts Jesus to save them, they become a child of God and they get to live with him forever. Today, we're going to talk about something else Jesus saves us from. See, the problem with sin isn't only that it messes up where we will spend forever. Sin also messes up our lives right now. Sin hurts people. It hurts the people who sin, and it hurts other people around them. Sin makes people sad. Sin is always dangerous and destructive, and even when it seems good, sin is always bad. After Adam sinned, we were all born natural sinners. We have a sinful nature, and it is the easiest thing in the world for us to do bad things. On our own, it can be very hard to do the right thing. It's like the part of us that wants to do evil and bad, the part that wants to tell lies, the part that wants to be mean, the part that wants to hurt people's feelings. It's like that part of us is in control. And it's really hard for us to win and do right things. But Jesus doesn't just save us from the way sin messes up our forever. He saves us from the way sin is messing up our lives right now. Jesus saves us from being controlled by sin during our life here on earth. Romans 6:10 says, "When he died once to break the power of sin." The Bible says, when we become a Christian, we get from God. He came to give us a more abundant life right now while we are still on earth. We don't have to be controlled by sin if we're adopted into God's family. If we have a relationship with God, he lives inside of us, and now he makes it so that we can choose to glorify him instead of doing bad things. We can choose to glorify God. And living life that way is better. Living life to glorify God is more fun. It's more beautiful because living life to glorify God is the very reason you were created in the first place.